This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mark Lagrange. M-A-R-K, middle initial A, L-A-G-R-A-N-G-E. Date of birth 07/26/1963. Date of appointment June 1st, 2023. Requesting physician Diana Sherman, D-I-A-N-A-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Dear Dr. Sherman, I have the pleasure of seeing Mark Lagrange today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 59-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is having a problem of lost. When he was lost, he was confused. It happened a couple of times. Someone has to bring him back home. In the middle of the road, he was crying, did not recognize his apartment. He was having funny feeling and sweaty. Memory is not good. Does not drive, lives alone. He pay bill by cash. Couple of time left the stove on and burn the food. Sometime lost at home also. He takes care of himself. He has a history of head injury in 2009. Someone hit on the road and left in the field for a couple of days. Past medical history. Amputated toe, cervical spine fracture, history of chicken pox, measles, mumps. Ulnar nerve injury, history of syncope, history of confusion, headache, dizziness, chronic pain, neuropathy, cervical disc problem, TIA, tobacco use, depression, lumbar radiculopathy, hyperlipidemia, COPD, anemia, past surgical history, foot surgery, hernia repair, carpal tunnel syndrome, spinal stimulator, right total knee replacement, back surgery, fusion of sacroiliac joint, lumbar laminectomy, allergy, baclofen, penicillin, bee venom, medication, albuterol, aspirin 81 milligram daily, vitamin D3, cyclobenzaprine, duloxetine, azetimibe, pregabalin, 300 milligram 2 times daily, quetiapine, 50 milligram daily, rizavestatin, Symbicort, social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, drinks over the weekend. He is not working on SSD. He is single, lives alone, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased due to cervical cancer, father deceased due to lung cancer, 3 sisters, 2 brothers. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system, I found out that he is having lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, weakness, physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech. No aphasia, no dysarthria. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 26 out of 30. People are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait ataxic Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 59-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, probable Alzheimer's disease. Number two, post-concussion syndrome. Number three, depression. Number four, anxiety. Number five, peripheral neuropathy. Number six, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Memory problem is due to his history of head injury. Alzheimer's disease is also a possibility. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremity, blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. He is already on antidepressant. After all this test will be done, he may need medication for dementia. He might need EEG also. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.